Friday afternoon, two left. Our penultimate speaker, Jacob Davidson, is a shareholder in Davis, Gerald, and Kramer in Midland. He focuses his practice on oil and gas litigation and complex commercial litigation matters, primarily related to upstream E&P companies and dispute avoidance. He's licensed in both Texas and New Mexico. In his spare time, he enjoys serving in various leadership capacities in his church finance and youth ministry teams, as well as coaching his kids' youth sports teams, so you cannot scare him. He's going to present to us holding on to legacy leasehold, cessation of production, and production and paying quantities issues in the Permian Basin. Everyone, Jacob Davidson.
Thanks, Jasper. You're the strong few who are still here on Friday afternoon. I was joking with some guys earlier. Rob Hargrove, my partner, who's on the Planning Committee and on the Oil and Gas and Energy Resources Council, called me and said, "Hey, we're putting this program together, and what are you seeing more often than not in the Permian?" And we talked about it a little bit, and I told him more often than not, I'm seeing production paying quantities issues come up over and over and over again. And he said, "Thanks, that's a good idea. We haven't talked about that much lately, but I know you're fighting it a lot." He then called back and said, "Hey, you're giving a PPQ talk at the Ernest Smith CLE, so I'm done giving Rob Hargrove ideas for seminars. But I appreciate being here and you sticking around." If the title doesn't give it away, I'm on the producer side almost 100% of the time. So this is certainly, the bias is apparent, hopefully it's balanced along the way some. But as leases have become harder to come by, particularly in the Permian, and even more particularly in the Midland Basin, folks have spent the better part of the decade, as many of you know, looking for ways to acquire lands and leases by alleging or asserting that the prior lease had terminated. And that started largely and hinged around retained acreage clauses and other forms of partial termination. When we were in the vertical world where people were trying to get an 80 here or a 160 there, and they have moved a little bit over the last 3 or 4 years to this production and paying quantities cessation issue as we are looking or needing larger amounts of land to drill and develop. And so a quick other story. As many times as lawsuits are filed on this topic, I think companies have begun to realize that something they should look at a little more carefully. One client in Midland, in a meeting I had after we had just defended and settled one of these cases, looked at me and said, "Jacob, I didn't think production paying quantities was a real thing." And he happened to manage their land department, and he's a pretty sophisticated landman. And he had spent his career not worrying about production and paying quantities, and now he does. And I don't think he's the only one who's admitted that to me out loud in a room of others, but I think it's more common than one may think. And I've just kind of gone through this, but as you all know, you know, with horizontal wells getting longer and longer, their productivity increases, and if you lose a section or a half section of leasehold because production ceased, or someone claims that production and paying quantities ceased, you've got an issue. The cases that everyone looks to guide us haven't changed all that much. I had a couple I thought that we were going to get some new law out of, and we didn't make it all the way there. But it all starts with the Garcia versus King opinion from Texas Supreme Court. And as you, I'm sure, recall, the court was confronted with, you know, what does production mean in the habendum clause of an oil and gas lease? And the court spends a significant amount of time talking about the purposes that a lease accomplishes, and provided, I think, what is still very useful for both sides of the argument when these arguments come up, language and guidance, when it's stated that lessors shouldn't suffer continuation of a lease after expiration merely for speculation.